Hi, I'm Erin Hartz. Welcome to Grace Plus Boundaries, a weekly memoir in a podcast. I've realized through the past decade of my recovery that I learned the most about emotional maturity through listening to the triumphant stories of others. Are you yearning to unpack the effects of intergenerational trauma in your life? Do you want to stay true to your feelings, yet also learn how to accommodate the sensibilities of your loved ones? I'm dedicated to cracking the code of combining boundary setting with grace towards one another. Educate, evaluate, and evolve. Let's do this together. Have you ever tapped into your intuition or your inner child's feelings doing a little writing exercise? So today I'm going to talk about non-dominant handwriting. If you've never tried it, I really think you should. And I have a little story. I've tried it a few times and I have one story about a powerful experience with that. And looking back with the 2020 hindsight, right? Like I'm like, whoa, that was really powerful. So I want to share that today. One of the things you can do when you're kind of wondering about what's going on in your intuition or what your inner child might need, sometimes those things can give us clues as to how to move forward in our life, right? So that's why I like to do it, is because I like to be as centered and connected as possible to the spirit of the universe or just the energy, the positive energy that I want to be part of to be creative and be passionate about life. So I like this exercise because it helps me understand myself better. And if I can listen to that intuition, then it helps me know what's the next right thing to do. So a long time ago, I'd say it was about 10 years ago, maybe nine, it was the first time I ever tried non-dominant handwriting. So what that means is you write, you take your dominant hand, right? So mine's my right hand, which is mostly everybody's. And you write a couple questions, or you can just write one question, whatever you want. So you open a journal, you write a question with your dominant hand. Okay, like, how do I feel about this person? Or who's my best friend? Or something like that. Some people say that maybe you want to access your inner child and ask them like a childlike question, such as like, what do you want to eat for dinner? Or what's your favorite food? Who's your best friend? Those kind of things. I mean, those little answers can be kind of illuminating in some ways too. So if you want to try to tap into your inner child, that those are some types of questions you might use. So I had been really wrestling at this time 10 years ago when I first tried this exercise. I had been wrestling with my ex-husband, you know, in our marriage, and wondering if it was time to leave the marriage or should I stay. And things were really rough for a while. And I was really in that limbo state of, I really don't know if I'm should leave this marriage, or is my husband someone that I should stay with, and this is just a blip in our marriage? You know, could it get better? That was really a question going through my mind all the time. Like, could my husband change back to that person I used to think he was, or are things just going to get worse? So I had read the first time about non-dominant handwriting. I'm pretty sure it was from the Oprah magazine, and I'm pretty sure it was from Martha Beck, who is definitely my spiritual teacher. I love her podcasts too, if you ever look those up. They're so good. So she used to be a writer for the Oprah magazine, and I loved her column because she's so in tune with the universe, and she loves to just go against the culture. And I've always really gravitated to doing my own thing instead of having to go with what the culture says I'm supposed to do. So I tried it. So I think back then, I don't remember specifically, but I think I asked my intuition or my inner child, I wrote a question about my ex-husband. And I said something like, can I trust my husband? Or is my husband hiding things? Because I think I had started to notice there were a lot of things that he had been hiding in the relationship and not expressing himself about them. And I had lived in that, in my own bubble of either denial or just innocence or whatever it was back then, thinking that my ex agreed with me when he just was silent. And I was starting to realize that he was not agreeing with me. He just didn't tell me about a very large portion of his life and thoughts and feelings. And they were starting to leak out as things got more rough. Okay, so I asked it, is my husband hiding things or can I trust my husband? And I took that pen into my left hand and I wrote the answer that came without thinking about it. And what my left hand said was, you haven't even scratched the surface. And that is just, that's a powerful bomb to me thinking about that back then, because that was an intuitive blast of truth for me. I mean, my ex turned out to be an incredibly untrustworthy person, and I had no idea for so long. I mean, I had known that guy since high school. I didn't think he was capable of the things that he did. And wow, okay, so I hadn't even scratched the surface on what this man was capable of or what he was hiding, and that totally was true. So that day when I got that intuitive hit, I believed it. You know, like I could feel it deep inside me that that was true, even though I didn't have the outward evidence. And it felt really good. It felt really good to hear the intuition inside me because I was unable to access it back then. I was just starting to scratch the surface on getting to know who I was and what my inner landscape looked like. And I didn't have a lot of tools to feel my feelings or deal with things. Back then, I would use alcohol to kind of cope with my feelings or talking to friends and gossiping about things without solving any problems to feel my feelings. And those things were destructive, you know? And so when I had to sit down, and I didn't have a lot of friends that understood the subtleties of what was going on in this emotionally abusive relationship. So when my intuition or my inner child told me that I had not even scratched the surface of what this guy was capable of, like that gave me some great direction as to at least just start noticing what was happening. I think after that, I ended up transferring some money into my bank account just to be careful if I needed to leave the relationship really quickly. I just got myself a little more inclined to leave if I needed to at a quick pace. And obviously that caused some problems, but I'm just saying that using this little non-dominant handwriting practice, it can really open up some truths in our lives. And I think that's very valuable because it can help us start trusting ourselves the more we do it. I think, you know, every time you do it, if you did it a lot, probably you wouldn't always get that straight intuitive hit because it's hard to not get our brains and our intuition kind of intertwined. But the more we try to tap into that intuition and just allowing that truth to come out, then the more we are going to be able to know how to find it when we again need to go ask it for help. So I think this is a great little exercise to do. If you haven't tried it, like maybe you've heard about it and you haven't actually done it, I would really try it because you just don't know what's hiding on the other side. And I truly believe in truth and getting to the bottom of things. And that's how we solve intergenerational trauma, right? Is by noticing the truth of what's going on and trying to do something different than we had done in the past. That's the only way that we are going to overcome and heal the wounds. We have to start looking at the truth. So this is one way to tap into that intuition or that truth. And you can also get to know your inner child if you want to. So if you want to ask your inner child little questions, it kind of looks like a kid's writing that's just learning cursive or something if you write with your non-dominant hand for the answers. So I hope you enjoy it and let me know how it goes. All right, bye-bye. You deserve a big high five and a smile in the mirror for showing up for yourself today. Thank you for your dedication to introspection and self-awareness, because our personal evolution is what will make this world a better place. If you enjoyed the episode, please give me a 5-star review and share it with a friend. And let me know if you want to be a guest to share how you are navigating intergenerational trauma in your life. You're welcome to join my free monthly goal setting workshop on the first Wednesday of every month. Just DM me at iHeartsErin.